Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. And now, play ball. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Gurnett. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio takes first base on ball four. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lepsio moves to second. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone juggles the ball. That's an error on Boone. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline bunts towards the mound. Sullivan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0 for 1 in the game. Foytak takes first base on ball 4. Bertoia moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Keene reaches third base with a triple. Bertoia scores. Foytak goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Keene tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from White and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House is walked intentionally. Rino Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes House. The throw from White and he is safe. House steals second. Rino Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Bertoia hits a line drive into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lepsio strikes out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Frank Sullivan. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball towards right. Kaline catches it and throws to first to double up White. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Chuck Ellis now pitching. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Foytak is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bowling hits a line drive towards short. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Samford now playing shortstop. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxwell takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Maxwell moves to third. 2 outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, House hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0, Tigers. Rino Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards short. Samford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.